This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Lone Bellow is a band made up of Southerners living in Brooklyn. They play what they once called honky-tonk but now refer to as Brooklyn country music. Their self-titled 2013 album was a hit, both with the traditional country music audience and in the indie music scene as well. The album features soulful, layered harmonies, several songs that were originally written by frontman Zach Williams as journal entries during a very difficult period in his life. We're taping this conversation with the Lone Bellow just prior to their show at the Haw River Ballroom, so let's meet the band. On vocals and acoustic guitar, Zach Williams. Kaneen Pipkin is on mandolin, bass, and backup vocals. Brian Elmquist is on electric guitar. He sings as well. Jason Pipkin playing the bass, and Spencer Cohn on drums. The Lone Bellow, welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hello.
Hello.
Zach, tell us a little bit about that. I want to hear about those journal entries that became songs. What was going on?
Well, I was living down in Florida at the time, and there was these couple really bad storms that came through. So a group of friends, we all went up to my parents' little horse ranch in Ackworth, Georgia. And the next day, we went horseback riding, and my wife, we had been married for a year, rode a horse over a hill, and the horse came back. Nobody was on it, and my best friend and I went and found her out there, and she had broken C1, C3, C5, and C6, and was diagnosed quadriplegic. And living in that reality, we were at this wonderful hospital called the Shepherd Center, and that's where I think I was going through the different stages of, you know, grief or shock, and you know, you get angry and you get sad and you get numb and. And these good friends stayed with me through all of it while I was living in the hospital. And I started reading them my journal entries, because they were worried about me. And, I would write in rhyme because it just helped get out whatever was going on. And they're like, you should learn how to play the guitar and sing at the same time and make these songs and go play the open mic just for a cathartic sing in front of strangers, whatever. So I started doing that, and that's where songwriting became a very important part of my life.
Were you doing any kind of music up until then?
No, I wasn't. I could sing without playing the guitar, and I could play the guitar without singing, but I couldn't quite cross that line of, I can't do very many things at the same time.
You walk and chew gum. You got that down early.
I haven't nailed that down just yet, so my breath stinks right now.
Now you're doing, even though you're standing still. Seems like you could do one of those. Hey, then tell us how the band came together, because it's one thing to, first of all, take that big step to be doing that out in front of people, but then bring this band together.
Yeah, so Brian and I, we were good friends from years ago. We've known each other for about 12 years. And while I was living in the hospital, me and my buddies were like, if some miracle happens and Stacy gets better, that's my wife's name, Stacy, let's all move to New York City together and pursue the arts. And by that time, I had been playing music, and it had become very important to me. So I was like, I'll move up there and pursue music. And she miraculously got better, and you wouldn't even know it. If you saw her, you wouldn't know. She has a scar on her neck, but you wouldn't know. Very blessed. All those friends moved up to New York City together about 9 years ago, and Brian moved up there. Kaneen's older brother was one of those really good friends. So I had my music thing going. Brian had his own band going up there. Kaneen and Jason were actually living in Beijing at the time, and Kaneen's older brother Mike got married and asked me to sing "Oh Happy Day," and he was like, "You're going to sing it with my little sister Kaneen." I was like, "Okay." So I show up and we rehearse, and I was just like, my goodness, this is something else. And I asked her, I think it was back when MySpace was really, really awesome.
MySpace.
And I was like, hey, I MySpace messaged you. Do you want to, first of all, do you want to be MySpace friends? I was like, you want to sing together sometime? She was like, I live in Beijing. I was like, never mind. Never mind. But actually, they ended up moving to Brooklyn years later to go to school, and that was basically around the time where we put this band together. It started out as just a little rehearsal, just to like aerate the creativity, But we very quickly realized that it was something that we all wanted to press into.
Let's get a sense of what it has become. Will you play something for us?
Sure. This is Then Came the Morning.
Then Came the Morning is the title track of the Lone Bellows' new album, and they are with me today on The State of Things. Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin, Brian Elmquist, Jason Pipkin, and Spencer Cohen, all here today on The State of Things. What a great song. Zach, tell us about, so the band came together, but you guys have really taken off. I mean, from a guy who couldn't sing and play at the same time, this band has really taken off. What do you think accounts for that? I mean, you're good, but there's a lot of good bands out there that don't get noticed, and you're a great band that has been noticed, I think.
Oh, I have no idea. I really don't. The kindness that we've experienced doing, especially when we play live shows and we get to try our best to create a night with an audience and create some sort of memorable moment. And when they shake hands with that and it's, you know, that back and forth, that is a supernatural experience for me.
They make the connection. Kaneem, tell me about this, because everybody here, including you, is from the South originally. You spent some time in Beijing. Mm-hmm. Then you found your way to Brooklyn. What took you to Brooklyn?
Originally, I went to go to pastry chef school. So there's that.
So now do you bake for the band? Because that would be rough. If the only female in the band was doing the baking, that'd be rough.
I do when I can. Yeah, it's hard to bake in a van. Which is where I usually am. But I was home for a couple weeks and I roasted many a pumpkin and baked many a treat.
And I ate many a whoopie pies.
This band has everything, you know? I tell you what, can I ask you to play another song for us before we run out of time?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Roses on the mantel, Elvis postcards on the fridge, hair laid softly by the ringer, baby sleeping in the crib, or broken taped up tail light of mama's Monte Carlo. She don't open up the gas bill, just leaves it on the dashboard. It's a lovely lonesome sound when the wind sweeps through the pine. She just has the TV on, puts her mind to better times, takes a long way home from work. I parked on the wrong side of the bridge. Country gold Saturday night and spooks. You don't have to tell me anything. It's a lovely lonesome sound when the wind sweeps through the pine. She just has the TV on, puts her mind a better time. Our low and lonesome sound. She won't answer anymore.
The Lone Bellow on the State of Things, their new album, Then Came the Morning, set to be released January 27th. want to thank you so much for being on the program. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first, thanks so much to the Lone Bellow for being
on
the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
The Lone Bellow is Zach Williams, Kaneen Pipkin, Brian Elmquist, Jason Pipkin, and Spencer Cohen, all on The State of Things. If you want to learn more about their new album or any of their dates, you can go to our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley's our technical director. Brent Wolf, WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, The Lone Bellow.
Watch over us when my hands are tied, when my strength is gone. Mommy, your babies shrouded in sorrow. Had your time, but who has tomorrow? Watch over us, watch over us, Father, your don't need.